Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. Christ Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. Jesus was there at creation. He was the powerful Word by which heaven and earth and everything in them was made. By his power, the world keeps spinning. Plants keep growing. We keep breathing. During his life on earth, people saw hints of his power. He walked on water and turned water into wine. He rescued the hurting and the hungry. He drove out demons and brought the dead back to life. But those were the exceptions rather than the rule. Mostly, Jesus looked rather, well, normal. Jesus came into the world as a weak and vulnerable infant. He who fills heaven and earth was contained in the womb of a woman. He who is everywhere at the same time had to walk to get from point A to point B. He who invented energy got tired, thirsty, and hungry. Jesus never stopped being God. He was still the Almighty Creator, even when he became one of the created. He still had all power, all wisdom, and deserved all glory. But he chose not to fully use or display his power. He chose to set aside some of his knowledge. He made himself nothing. Literally, he emptied himself. He became one with us, not only in our humanity, but also in our weakness. Why? Why would anyone want to give up his power? Why would anyone choose weakness over strength? That's not our nature. We hide our weaknesses and flaunt our strength. Why would the Almighty come in weakness? He did it for you. He saw how weak even the strongest among us can be in the face of temptation. He saw how powerless we were to get into heaven on our own, and he chose to do something about it. The Almighty came in weakness to save the weak. In weakness he was betrayed and bound, mocked and murdered. But in that weakness he bore your burdens and carried your guilt. Because he became weak for you, your weakness won't separate you from his powerful love. He carried your weakness to his grave and rose again to force open the gates of heaven for you. Loving Savior, you came in weakness to rescue me, a weak sinner. Praise and thanks. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.